If you were listening yesterday, you would have heard an item that we did about Twitter. And if we established anything during the discussion, it was the fact that you should be bloody careful before you put anything, anything in writing. Especially, and this is the part that most people don't get, when you are not just putting something in writing, but you're actually publishing it to the world at the same time. It's not like a text. Sure, it's not, Brenda?
No, it certainly isn't.
So you're publishing it to the world. Everybody can see it. Well, one Dublin restaurant learned that lesson in the last few days. One of their customers tweeted about his unhappiness at waiting 40 minutes to be served. And when he tweeted his views, he included the restaurant Twitter address, so they became immediately aware of the complaint. Now, most restaurant managers might take a deep breath, accept the complaint, even if they didn't necessarily agree with it, and then, hopefully, move on. Not so the people at Cinnamon Restaurant in Ranelagh, Dublin 6. They decided that they would engage in a public debate about the complaint through the medium of Twitter. Now, let's be honest, there was only going to be one winner in that particular public spat. You'd agree, Brenda?
Yes, definitely.
And it wasn't, surprise, surprise, going to be Cinnamon Restaurant. Brenda, would you mind to play this with me this afternoon?
Certainly not, Martin. We'll role play. Let's do that. Yes, yes.
Pretend you are the customer.
All right. Okay.
And I'm the restaurant.
Okay.
Okay. We have the exact Twitter exchange printed here in front of us. And here's exactly what happened. So, Brenda, you're the customer.
Okay.
You start.
I'll go first. This is to you, the restaurant.
Yes, I'm the restaurant.
Okay. D6, sort out your service. 40 minutes and counting.
We are extremely busy on a Saturday and Sunday. Our staff are thoroughly trained, however, and Sunday brunch can be hectic for all.
D6, way to problem solve that.
We don't have a problem that needs to be solved. We are Dublin's busiest restaurant on a Sunday. Expect delays.
D6, with that attitude, expect me to take my business elsewhere.
Please do. You'll be one less person in the queue on a Sunday.
D6, no worries. I'm sick of eating in a pretentious creche anyway.
Well, here's something else for you to retweet. You're a... Why don't you come in and introduce yourself to us?
D6, I offered you feedback towards my experience of your restaurant. You choose not even to acknowledge it. And I presume it went on.
I presume it did go on. Well, Katrina McFadden visited the Dublin village of Sandymount earlier today to ask some business owners, is the customer always right? The first person she spoke to was Declan McDonald, manager of Sandymount Hardware. Just try to keep my customers satisfied,
satisfied. Yes, I definitely say yes, because at the end of the day, I'm not here, my staff aren't here, unless the customers come into us. So if they're not happy leaving the shop, they're not going to come back, they're not going to spread the word and going to tell other people. Now, okay, at times you mightn't feel they are. You might feel they're wrong, and it's better for us to let certain things go. It's a case of returning goods, or then coming back with goods that they shouldn't be returned. But the way I look at it is, it's better to do that than get into an argument or get into, you know.
So turn the other cheek.
Yes, a lot of the time you can turn it around by being nice to them. Because if you turn around and be nice, it throws certain people. For that person to go out and tell 10 people that they had a bad experience in the shop, even if 5 of those people say, God, believe that, that's 5 customers lost.
Now, Michael, you are the manager of Mario's Restaurant, Italian restaurant here in Sandymount. My question to you is the customer always right?
The customer is always right. The reason being, I suppose, is the customer makes a telephone call to book your restaurant, therefore you have to respect that they've gone out of their way for it. So when they come in, they should be welcomed and treated with 100% respect.
What if they're kept waiting for their food? Sometimes I'm sure in your restaurant you have delays bringing out the starters or the main courses. What happens?
Generally, the formula for Mario's would be that if there's a wait, which can happen because it's a physical industry, if it does happen, we get to the end of the meal, we generally comp the meal or comp some part of it, i.e. bottle of wine, or apologise and hope that it doesn't happen when they come back again.
Do you get many difficult customers?
On a day-to-day basis, 99% of the people that come in are okay. You're going to get people come into restaurants, as I say, they come in hungry. So when they come in hungry, we're all angry when we're hungry. If you don't get fed fast, you get a bit angsty.
So the customer's always right, but I'm sure behind their back, you're allowed to have a few complaints behind their back.
Quietly, under your breath, behind the back.
Now, Brian O'Brien, you are the owner of Books on the Green Bookshop here in Sandymount. Is the customer always right?
Yes, absolutely, always right. 99.9% of the time. You just smile and you just say, oh, wait, you know, a second there now, because there's no point in losing. You have to keep everybody happy.
Now, the story that's in the papers today about the restaurant and the customer who was complaining on Twitter after not receiving food after 45 minutes, what do you think of the customer service there?
Well, I mean, like, they're very busy. There's a news, maybe it was after the rugby, whatever, and sure, if the person says busy, sure, there's lots of other restaurants around that they could have gone to, you know what I mean? Yeah, and if, you know, if it's busy, it's busy. You just have to, you know, can't expect miracles, you know?
Now, Alan McGough, you're a barman here in O'Reilly's Pub. Is the customer always right?
99.9% of the time they are, yeah. It's unfortunate, but the way the economy has gone, you have to play the game with them now. You have to hold your tongue now. You can't let fly anymore.
And was there a time where you could, you know, give as good as you were getting?
There was a time, yeah, but unfortunately the time has passed. You can't do it anymore.
Is it hard to hold your tongue sometimes?
It can be. It depends if you've had a row with your wife and then you're coming into work. It can be hard, yeah.
Yes, I think Katrina discovered that amongst the business people in Sandymount, the customer is indeed always right. And just as well, of course, in terms of the follow-up, there was a statement issued by Cinnamon Restaurant. They said, the customer is our priority. We have a huge number of regular customers, many of whom are now become our friends. We sincerely apologise to all our customers for the offence caused by our comments on Twitter. Now, joining us on the telephone line is Senator Fergal Quinn, well-known businessman as well. Good afternoon, Fergal.
Good afternoon, Marty. How are you?
Very well indeed. Thank you for joining us. In your experience, vast experience, is the customer always right?
There's a big sign. There's a sign outside a shop in America, Stu Leonard's shop in Norwich, Connecticut, says, rule number one, the customer is always right. Rule number two, if the customer is ever wrong, reread rule number one. And it's a lovely one. But I was very lucky, Marty. I grew up in a holiday camp. My father had Red Island Holiday Camp in Skerries. And the objective of Red Island Holiday Camp was all the guests came from England, and when they came, they paid for their week's stay. And the deal was, you won't have to buy anything else. Everything's included, your travel, your accommodation, your food, your entertainment. And so I grew up in a business in which the objective of the business was not to sell the customer something more this time, but to make sure the customer came back again. So everybody in Super Quinn got a little boomerang to wear. And we all wore boomerangs for many years because we said the objective is to get the customer to come back again.
Yes.
And you really have to think that way, because if you don't think that way, you might give the customer good service the first time. But if you don't see them back a second time, then you don't get them back. And I can remember when I started in Dundalk, the first time I saw a shoplifter, and I saw her putting a 10 and 6, I suppose that long ago it was, bottle of Bovril into her pocket. And I said, gosh, what'll I do? I've never seen a shoplifter before. And I went down to the shoplifter and made sure that she, you know, reminded her to pay as well, because I didn't want to lose her as a customer, even the shoplifter on that occasion. So, I really believe the customer is always right, and I believe that the more we can put that message across, the better. There's an interesting session on at the Dublin Book Festival on Thursday morning, in which a number of business people who've written books are talking in Smock Alley Theatre at 9 o'clock, and I bet you'll hear nothing but customers from everybody who's in business.
And from a business perspective, when you're dealing with the public, I mean, it must be difficult sometimes because, well, the customer might be in a bad mood or whatever, or maybe things have gone wrong, but sometimes I'm sure it's difficult even for the shop owner, the publican, whatever it is, to bite their lip.
Oh, it is. But I think humour is a huge weapon.
Yeah.
And therefore, from my point of view, I was lucky. Growing up in a holiday camp, I was almost in the entertainment business. And the objective of trying to put a smile on everybody's face, no matter what it is, and you'll find somebody who comes in quite grumpy, quite cross, because they've had a row at home or there's something or they're short of money. And if you can manage to put a smile on their face, it is just, you know, it puts them in good humour as well and makes them more likely to come back again. I know one of my little, I was in America some years ago, and not that many years ago, and my wife and I were in Chicago, and we decided to have something to eat in a salad. We had a salad each because we were going to miss our lunch. And I said, I'd love a glass of white wine. And the waitress, and my wife said she'd have one too, and the waitress wouldn't serve us unless we gave her proof of age. Now, we were both in our 60s at this stage. And so I love going around the supermarket, even still when I'm not involved in the day-to-day operation of Super Quinn, to walk up to customers of my own age, and particularly ladies, and who have a bottle of wine in their trolley, to say, you know, there's a problem about the wine today. And they said, oh, no, what is the wrong time of the day or wrong time of the week? I said, no, we have to have proof of age. And I usually get a hug from her.
Yes.
So it's putting the smile on somebody's face is very important.
Yeah, and that's the secret, isn't it?
I think it is. I think I'd hate to be an undertaker, because it seems to me it would be very tough for somebody who's an undertaker, and many undertakers have a good sense of humour, but you couldn't very well, as somebody comes in and say, did you hear the one about, on that basis. So I think it is important that there are jobs where it is easier to put a smile on people's face. There are jobs where it's easier to make sure the customer is always right. And that principle, what I call the boomerang principle, claiming everybody and every business should aim at getting the customer to come back again, I found that the only person who ever disagreed with me, one of the few people, just was a funeral undertaker. He said he didn't want his customers coming back again. But the other one who said it was John Lonergan, the governor of Mountjoy Jail. He didn't want his customers coming back again. But in effect, the undertaker, the customer, isn't the deceased person. The customer is actually the family.
Absolutely.
And they say, he did a good job at Uncle Joe, so we'll send Aunt Maisie to him, and she goes.
Well, Fergal Quinn, thank you very much. Good advice. The customer is always right. Indeed, Breda has texted in, the customer may not always be right, but they're always the customer. And that's more or less what Fergal Quinn is saying. So thank you very much, Senator Fergal Quinn. Recognised Irish businessman, very successful. But what about internationally acclaimed businessman Fawlty Towers? How does he deal with customers?
This is typical. The kind of ass I had to put up with from you people. You punks in here expecting to be hand-waited on hand and foot while I'm trying to run a hotel here. Have you any idea of how much there is to do? Do you ever think of that? Of course not. You're too busy sticking your noses into every corner, poking about for things to complain about, aren't you? Well, let me tell you something. This is exactly how Nazi Germany started. With nothing better to do than to cause trouble. Well, I've had 15 years of pandering to the likes of you, and I've had enough. I've had it. Come on, pack your bags and get out.
They're packed.
Order 10 taxis, will you? I'll pay for them.
Come on, come on.
What?
Out. Everybody out. Come on upstairs, pack your bags. Adios. Out. Rouse. Rouse. Rouse.
I love Basil Fawlty.
That is just brilliant. Class.
How not to deal with customers.